Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography is run by Dominic Vito and is proud sponsor of the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. They feature local Akron skateboarding along with band, landscape, and even sometimes truck photography. Check out their Facebook page at Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Toad Sage Skateboarding. Help out and support local creatives like this one, and respect the toad. You hate Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, but you always talk about it.
It's not a bad movie.
No, it is.
All right, well, that's a good test of Tony. We'll do that.
It's a convoluted movie.
You want to do Rogue One?
What? What about it? Do you want to do it like...
like, fuck it?
Kinda.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Darth Vader at the end. Snick, 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 I'm Wolverine.
Move that door out of my face.
And then shut it on another dude's head. God damn it, rocks. Would you like to do The Matrix? You've never done that.
I love The Matrix.
I know you do.
Okay.
Movie of the week. All right.
We'll go. It's going to get so intense in here.
Cool. All right. Remember that. So, what is it? Balls of Fury for Testatoni.
I'm going to write it down.
The Matrix. All right. Be quiet real quick so I can do the intro. Shut the fuck up. Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out online. All of the spots. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Do it. Love it. Like them. And now, enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Testicle Cincinnati.
Tony Fried Bologna Cincinnati.
Oh, you've been eating fried bologna.
I do a steady diet of government bologna. It's how I keep my figure.
Yeah. That svelte figure that you have.
Well, I'm starting a new eating regimen, actually.
Are
if you?
You
must know. That's
I
why
do.
You smelled the meat smells that night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I walked downstairs and I was like, damn, all the Pyrex is being used.
Yeah. 2 out of 10. So, yes, you're
I
right.
I can't believe there's no Pyrex left.
2 of 10.
And Tony's using them all.
Of 2.
Of 10.
Wanted those rectangle ones. I don't like circles.
No, you had 2 rectangle ones.
Yeah, the 2 rectangles. That's it.
What'd you make?
Oh, I just made a bunch of meat.
It seemed like there was cream cheese on the bottom of them. What are you making?
What?
Yeah, there was like a white...
Oh,
was
when,
that
you
cum?
When you just looked in there?
Yeah.
What you saw was I took a like a fucking muffin sheet... And I cracked an egg in each one of the little muffin pan things, and I put a little bacon and a little ground beef and a little shredded cheese in there with it.
Oh,
and
so
mixed
it was an
it
egg
up.
White?
No, it was a whole egg.
Right, but what I like saw little, was the white of the
yeah,
egg.
Yeah. Like little baby omelets, and I ate like 2 for breakfast.
No
and then
shit.
For lunch, I'd have a salad with cucumber ranch and chicken, like just like skinless chicken I made. And then for dinner, I just eat whatever assorted meat and vegetables I put together. Without
skinless chicken.
What? Dude, I'm not kidding you, bro. Listen up, you bitch ass.
I got a fucking bike downstairs. I'm eating skinless chicken.
Oh my God. I've never been shit on for better things ever in my life. Oh, fucking giving fucking like medicine to orphans, you fucking loser.
You piece of shit.
Help the elderly, piece of shit. Yeah, dude. So it's like a fucking, it's keto, but I'm not going too regimented with it because I don't want to only eat 5 fucking carbs a day because your boy needs his energy.
Honestly, if when I like diet, when I do, I don't
when
have
you do
to.
What?
When I diet.
Uh-huh.
I usually do tie-dye.
I...
No,
What?
When I diet.
When you diet,
I
you
usually
use tie-dye.
Get it? All right, anyways, yeah, bad joke, my friend. All right, well, hello and welcome to Sushi Salmon. I'm kidding.
If I can't diet. I'm trying.
What?
Just, I'm trying. I don't need your fucking approval.
Oh, brother, I'm stoked for you. Honestly.
Oh, thank you, sir. You sound so disingenuous, you piece of shit.
No, why? Why? Why do I sound disingenuous? I'm trying to type in the Dark Tower. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get some numbers for the week.
Are you, though?
Yeah. You can see my computer behind me. Motherfucker's like, ah, I know you type T, but I'm just going to, like, you know, fuck off for a minute.
Yeah, that computer's all slow. I move too fast for that computer.
You do.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about what I did this week, okay?
Wow.
What?
That's a low production budget.
Yeah. So my week was pretty eventful.
Was it?
So I cooked a lot of meats, like you heard.
Yeah.
I ate them. I ate them all. Yeah. I had a little bit of a runny poo at first.
Aww.
And the eggs kind of make you burp a lot.
Yeah.
But
well, eggs also make you like fart, smell like fucking eggs.
I have to be very careful. Sometimes I can clip a little silent killer on the floor at work and then I can walk away from it and not be in any fear. These ones chase you.
Yeah, draggers.
Yeah, dude. Goddamn crop dust yourself inside the vacuum that is my pants.
Yeah, draggers.
Yeah. Comes out the bottom of the fucking shorts.
And then just lingers.
Yeah.
I call them...
Like thick, like a fog.
I call those the cranberries.
Dude, I was in the mist, if you know what I mean.
Oh, do I ever, Tony.
I was in the mist of my own shit fart.
That was a good one.
But, so, all right. Next up.
Where else are you farting?
I fart everyone. You know, fart in here, fart in there. Dude, don't fart in the shower if it's one of the bad farts.
You know what?
It feels like it cakes you.
No, I actually heard on a scientific podcast called Edumacation.
Okay. I was really excited. I'm like, what scientific podcast are you now into?
ScienceCast. No, Edumacation with Andy McElfresh and Kevin Smith, of course.
Yeah.
That's all I listen to. But the reason why is because the heat rises, so it pushes the air up from your asshole.
Yeah.
And that's why you smell it.
In the shower.
Yes. It's not actually like the farts are worse in the shower. It's more so that it gets pushed up into your nose faster.
I should just take cold showers.
Yeah, if you're going to be farting all the time.
Maybe. I don't know. Farty-arty. I don't know what the future holds, you know? Like,
good God, you see those trees out there?
No Nostradamus. Dude, if the tree at our house, it's got a dumb little dumb branch that's hung up on a wire.
Yeah.
And if this wind comes at that wire and rips that wire out, and it's our internet wire, I'll be mad.
Yeah, so will I.
I don't know what to do with myself. Remember that one time that we moved in, and then you didn't have internet set up for like the first 6 days?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I getting blamed for this?
You remember that? Remember that?
Yeah, you remember when like AT&T was like, yo, yeah, we'll be out this day.
We
and
forgot.
I was like, cool. And then I was like, hey, you guys didn't come out this day. And they were like, yeah, our whole system was like blank that day. I'm like, who the fuck did I talk to then?
Oh, that was
then you
Jimmy.
Got mad
that
at
was
me.
Jimmy. We gave him a job. He's a simple guy.
Yeah, Jimmy Olsen. He's taking pictures for Superman now.
he just licks watermelon rind all day.
No, fucking. And then like I'm like, yeah, well, can you like not give us the fee of installation of $99?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, sure, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I learned to barter.
I've told you every time you talk to a utility company, I'm like, fuck them, get a better price. And you're like,
can I? But should I?
Yeah, no. It's
are they going to call me a dummy?
All right, this motherfucker's got heavy gloves when it comes to text.
Oh, on yeah, the, and I'll put phone. It to him in person, too.
No, on the phone, he's all like, yeah, I guess I can, like, pay that.
Fuck off. Yeah, once he starts talking to an insurance agent, he's like, whatever you think is good. I'm sorry, I just need to clean my panties.
He's a heavy texter.
Yo, fuck them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm like, AT&T can't do this. And he's like, well, fucking get fucking Time Warner Cable, dude. And I'm like, I can't do that.
I owe money.
Not, no, it's not even that. It's more so that Time Warner Cable sucks.
There's a warrant out for my fucking arrest for
yeah,
that.
That's what
yeah, Time Warner does. Dude, you mean Spectrum? Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, now it is Spectrum.
And it's not like Spectrum came in and they were like, yo, we're going to bump up them speeds.
Speeds.
Okay.
Whoa. 3D is no longer the default, says IMAX.
Well, in comparison to IMAX, you mean?
Well, yeah, when they do like the 3D IMAX experience.
Well.
You see how someone photoshopped
yeah, the
glasses.
Stupid glasses on that fucking
the blue
chick's
cat.
Face. Yeah, blue cat's face.
It's for those listening. Tony and I just got...
That should be the picture that goes up with the episode.
That's actually pretty good, yeah. Good call. It's Avatar and no Jake Sully with my gauge ears.
Yep.
She has 3D glasses on.
She sure does. But IMAX is kind of horse shit, too, because then you have to go to an IMAX theater.
Have you been to one?
Yeah.
When?
Like, I saw like a star show or like a space show.
I thought you saw Phantom Menace.
No, I saw it at Valley View.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Opening day Valley View with
no,
my dad on
a
field trip.
No, you went to a planetarium.
Trick. Yeah.
That's not an IMAX.
What? We're talking about it's like where the seats go all the way back. You lay down and then you see all the stars and the spaceships.
You dumb fuck.
And then you go
who's
to the prehistoric views.
Who's going to watch a movie like that?
It's where you can't see everything with your eyeballs. Or the riffs
hold
are
on,
filled.
Hold on, wait. IMAX, where you can't see everything.
I wish I could see everything to the max.
Exactly. Why the fuck would they do that?
What is IMAX then, man?
It's like the giant rounded screen. Like it's like a like.
So I've probably seen an IMAX showing and just been like, "What's this? A big one?"
Yeah.
What's this? Just a big one?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like right before you shit.
No, they have that at Valley View then, right?
No.
Then where is it?
They have the, oh God, what's it called? XC or some shit like that? XD.
Yeah.
That's the one that like has like, it does have a rounded screen. So like wherever you sit, like you can like,
yeah.
There's no like blank
yeah,
spots
yeah.
Or some shit like that. Like you like sit on the right and you're like, oh man, I can't see the right of the screen. And then it's also like the unicorns make the sound really well.
I hate that fucking preview so much.
Really?
There was one time I was alone watching one movie that I saw because I go at 9:30 a.m.
XD!
Maybe it's the unicorns.
Feel the power.
I really want to blow my fucking brains out. I'm like, they're going to have a fucking suicide on their hands before the movie starts. It's the shit, dude. And then it was preceded by that fucking, that blah, 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 fucking like eight teenagers dancing and throwing popcorn at each other and shit. I want to kill my, like, why?
Yeah, like, hand me the popcorn. We're going to do this, like, weird, like.
I'm going to tap the chair and pass a pop.
Yeah, that shit's awful. I miss, like, welcome to the, or let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah.
Let's all go. It's all, like, popcorn and, like, Coca-Cola's dancing and shit like
and
that.
And then the one fucking. Oh, they all suck so much.
Do you remember our day?
The roller coaster was perfect.
Oh, Regal.
Regal fucking coaster was perfect.
Cinemark's incredible, though.
It's my favorite theater to be at to watch a film, but they put me through the gauntlet to fucking get there.
Yeah.
Because then there's also the one where it's like, have a Coke, and it just pisses Coke on the screen and drops ice cubes and
it's a whole
popcorn.
Bunch of ice, and then it's like...
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, all the horrible sounds I could ever hear in my entire life.
Yeah,
thank
I was like,
God.
Well, I just got my bladder just pissed itself.
Yeah, I'm like, my fucking, like, OCD of, like, hearing people, like, chew or drink.
Yep.
I'm like, cool, can't believe I paid fucking $15
for
this.
Is 70 feet across.
But thank God for the unicorns.
Oh, yeah, send me some of these unicorns because I could deal with that. Dude. It sucks so much. It puts me out to where I literally just covered my ears the one time and just, I was like, I'm just chilling.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Closed my ears and just shut my eyes because I knew I was alone. Closed my ears and shut my eyes.
This is my last resort.
To not have to listen to that poor shit.
Close my eyes. Close my ears. Don't close give my eyes. A fuck no if the movie hearing. Is playing.
Close my ears. No hearing.
Oh, man. All right. So you hate XD.
I hate it.
I love XD.
But where do you go see IMAX?
Cleveland.
What? Valley View is in Cleveland. Where the fuck else? Is IMAX its own thing?
No. IMAX is usually at like a science center.
That's what I'm saying. That's a planetarium. It's the dome.
No, the dome is a...
Dude, it's like a fucking globe.
I went there
and... You drop-assed it, you go there, and you just freak out.
Yeah, no, in Colorado, when Josie and I went there, we... in Colorado, Josie and I went there.
Yeah, continue, slop.
Yeah, thank you. I burped. Sorry.
Burp.
I'm trying to burp off mic. I got a burp button. We went there, and the museum was pretty cool. Not worth the money that was paid.
Okay.
I paid. Just make that clear.
All right. I'm someone a gentleman. Someone get this knight his armor.
Yeah, I'm the Onion Knight. we go to the planetarium.
Your award's in the mail, by the way.
We go to the planetarium. Oh, man. I don't know if I want to tell the story.
No one's going to listen to it.
True. All right. Fuck it. Like a special ed class.
Mm. Continue.
There.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a kid going, ah! Through the entire fucking movie.
Oh.
And they're like, Joshua, shut up.
Joshua,
shut up. There's other people here. I'm like, I fucking paid for this. And just, like the whole fucking time, dude. Oh, Joshua.
Thank you, Joshua, for brightening my day.
Yeah, you fucking cunt of a person. I understand you can't help it, and I get that, but you should not be
right
in a theater
on.
With people that right are paying.
On. Yeah, you're...
Do you agree with that?
I agree with it completely, because if there's a fucking...
Child?
If there's a non-spectrum fucking kid doing something like tapping a seat or fucking
I like
whining...
That. I like that non-spectrum kid.
Yeah.
That's what the name of this episode is.
Non-spectrum kid. God damn. Well, I'm just saying, you know how you deal with them. Yeah. No, I didn't want to say normal kid. Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to call them. Non-spectrum. But if they're being little assholes, I don't got a bathroom, daddy. Not now, damn it. Like, any of that shit. I'm literally like,
oh, here comes a car tire.
Why don't you take them to the fucking park or just leave them in the woods?
No,
anything
else. I told you about Mother's Day. It's not Mother's Day, but there's a day every week for the
Alamo.
Yeah. And where, not single mothers, but mothers with kids can go watch a movie and they all have kids. So it's just all like, wah! Like,
you
the
just
whole time.
Didn't know that going in.
Oh, no.
Knowing you would have avoided that.
I went to the planetarium. Leave me be.
Nope.
Oh, it's Metallica.
I know.
Oh, sanitarium. I went into the... What's it called?
Planetarium?
Is it really?
You've said the word 7 times. You've yelled at me that that's a planetarium, not an IMAX theater, like 7 times.
All right, so I'm drunk.
Oh, my God.
You're my gird. So we went in there. And like it wasn't like... Oh, hey, today's like fucking special ed day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you just
they can't
got...
really announce that either.
No, they couldn't be like, so there are going to be a group of spectrum children here. If spectrum you want to not go in, they could be loud and have no control over their loudness.
Joshua! Son of a bitch, it sucked. I mean, the planetarium was cool.
Yeah.
My Joshua.
So that's what an IMAX is, people.
No, it's not.
Oh, damn it.
I heard that Spider-Man was actually better viewed in IMAX.
Yeah, I heard. Who said it? It was a couple people or just one man in general said that? Was it one man that really changed?
Dang, I feel like I'm getting called out.
A little bit. A little bit, because
well,
I heard it
if
out of the horse's mouth earlier.
If you could guess.
Well, it ends in Smith and starts with
Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think like it's more like Kevin enjoyed that more in IMAX, and now Paul thinks it is too.
No.
Better.
No. I just heard, like I said before.
Ooh.
Hey, everyone, hit that 15-second rewinder.
But you make it sound like the world's consensus is.
No, I just...
They say...
I just heard it was fucked up.
You, in the future, just say...
Who knew?
No, in the future, just say my friend said. Whenever you're talking about Kevin Smith in the future, just be like, my buddy Kevin said that
actually...
Oh, my boy
Kev.
His opinion on this subject is blah, blah.
I know he's not on this podcast, but I'll just give his opinions anyway.
I'm going to shout him out on Twitter, let him know we were chatting about him.
Fuck it.
We're kicking it.
I'm not going to lie. When I got a favorite by him and retweeted, that was a pretty cool moment.
Yeah, dude. He must have been real bored.
Wow. We just abolish my... sweet, sweet awesomeness.
Well, I gotta keep you level headed, dude. We're creating a grounds movement podcast here.
Yeah,
and if I'm being honest, we're starting a cult. So,
are we?
We need to start thinking about some principal factors of our cult. But right now, I think it is call out when people are getting a little too whimsical, a little too hot headed.
What's your cult name?
Oh, I don't have a name yet. I just want it to be like just real organic right now. But we're just like, we're building. We're at the ground.
Tony Jones.
It's a lot like the movie The Master.
Tony Jones.
No, I do not want it to end like Jonestown.
Oh, you don't like the outfits.
Nope. They wear whatever they want, but then they all drink cyanide and die.
Wait, which is the one where, is that Heaven's Gate?
Heaven's Gate is the track suits and Reeboks,
yeah,
but
Adidas.
Jonestown is the 930s dead.
Adidas.
Who cares about that detail?
Well, you said Reeboks.
They're dead.
The shoe
looking
company
like
is not.
Dickheads. They're dead. They are not a fucking
like,
Olympic team.
Do you imagine being the PR agent for fucking Adidas? It's like,
oh,
yeah, they're all.
What? They all bought what? Brand new what's?
They're all found dead wearing Adidas tracksuits and fucking shoes. He's like, son of a bitch.
Oh, there's pictures of him. Oh.
This is going to be a morning.
No, Jonestown, it more so looked like a fucking Pollock painting, but they were bodies from the sky.
Pollock.
Splatter painting.
Oh, what? Brains blew out?
No, just like color, like from the shot of the whole compound, because it was 900 bodies. It just looked like different color dots.
900.
Everywhere. That's a lot.
900.
That's a lot.
Dang, I didn't.
That's
bring
the
up
most.
That.
That's the most Americans to die in a single event before 19. Before the September 11th.
Bullshit. Fucking
no. Like at one time.
What about fucking Pearl Harbor?
I don't think that many people died at Pearl Harbor.
Look it up.
Maybe it was more.
Yeah. That can't be right.
No, as a...
You're
no,
like 119 people died. I'm like, what about the Civil War?
As like a terrorist attack, I think, as I read as the statistic.
Pearl Harbor.
That's an act of war.
Oh, that's not considered terrorist?
I know. I think they would consider it like straight up like level it above to like war from a country. A country did it, not
so
like
that's not
a group of
terrorism.
People.
Terrorism. Whoa. You see this shit?
Safari web content dropped.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Who knows what just happened to my computer?
No, I think there's a little difference. If like someone like fucking like sacks a city and it's because a country ordered their army to do it, it's like acts of war. It's not considered like that was terrorism against us.
Who was the...
Because a terrorist could be one person. McVeigh.
Yeah, Timothy McVeigh. I was just about to...
Ted Kaczynski. Like
his...
Those domestic terrorists.
His act like was like, hey, people don't have to wear fucking turbans to be dickheads and kill
his
people.
His act just showed... Yeah, scared the country because they're like, oh, terrorists can be right here.
Yeah.
Arlington Road. Like your neighbor.
The could, Beatles album?
Nope. The fucking movie. Because it's a film podcast. You get your head out of your ass.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry, I was swimming.
Oh, I love my asshole. No, what do you mean, Arlington Road?
You do know the movie Arlington Road. You've seen it. You like it.
I haven't, and I do not.
Yes, you do, you bitch.
What
Dude,
do you mean?
It's about the fucking family there's a dad, Tim Robbins, who's building bombs.
I've never watched this movie.
Then there's an anti-terrorist FBI agent who's his next-door neighbor who is suspecting him as being a bomb maker.
I watched that movie with Harry Potter in it.
Nope. That is not... No, it was in the 90s.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that movie.
Oh, my God. You really should. You're so dumb.
Abbey Road?
No. Man, I hate you.
St. Augustine Road?
How do you not know it? Dude. Dan's going to be so pissed you haven't seen that movie, dude. It's so dope.
Sorry, Dan.
Like, you've really never seen those two in a fucking scene together.
Nope.
Tim Robbins and fucking Jeff Bridges.
Wow, Jeff Bridges look young as fuck.
Yeah, man, he's young, dude. He's a young
fucking,
buck.
That's the boy from fucking the Hudsucker Proxy.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that?
Have you seen Shawshank Redemption? What are you rambling about?
Have you seen the Hudsucker Proxy? Oh. It's about the hula hoop.
I know. Fuck me. Son of a bitch. Why are you doing this to me? You are dismantling me.
All right, you want to go to...
So I think everyone's enjoying what we're doing here for
probably
them.
Not. Anyways.
probably hate it.
Do you remember the four questions I asked?
Hey, you do
I
like Joan Cusack.
I like John Cusack, too.
No, yeah, but I'm saying you'd like Joan Cusack as an actress.
Yeah.
She's in it, so watch it.
That's why I watch Adam's Family, because of her.
What is she? Who does she play in Adam's Family?
Like, she's like the Widowmaker or some shit like that.
Oh.
She marries Fester.
Oh, yeah.
Tries to kill him.
Good
get
call.
His money.
Good call. Called it.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
I think we watched this movie on
you know
the podcast,
what?
You
call,
moron.
Call it Good Paul from now on.
Good Paul. Good Paul on that one. Yeah, Good Paul.
It's like pool and call at the all same
right.
time. And my name.
Can we move on to anything?
Yeah. So what were the four questions that I asked you?
You have them written right down in front of you.
Sure don't, dude.
Sure don't, huh? Well, it was greatest horror scene in a movie.
Yes.
Movie you wish you could erase from history.
Yes.
And then greatest living director.
Yes.
And what's the fourth? Oh, you can't help it all?
Oh, what comic movie in 50 years will be regarded as the best?
Okay.
All right. Let's go with question one first.
Which one is that?
I don't know. You just named them.
Okay. Well, the first question is...
How about this?
Greatest living director?
Yes. Well, no. Filmmaker.
Filmmaker.
Yes. So that could be writer. Could be anything. Oh, man, I just blew your fucking brain,
man.
Didn't I?
Yeah, man, now you fucked me in
right,
the butt.
All right, let's
bar.
Go. All right, greatest living director. Fuck it. If you listen to fucking Fat Man on Batman, this was on it, and I'm just taking it from it because I've robbed everything from Kevin Smith.
All right.
Because I'm Paul Smith.
Oh, this is not a unique idea that you thought of.
No. You listen to the podcast. Dang, that fart smells bad.
What did you do in here? What did you do?
We're enclosed.
Why are you doing this to us?
All right,
let
greatest
me see here.
Living direct. What, you're looking up directors?
No, I'm just kind of like getting a vibe for
Scorsese.
Shit. I hate you. I mean, honestly, Martin Scorsese is one of... It was on a list. I had
is
Martin
that yours?
Scorsese.
Is that
I
yours?
Had, no, listen. I had shut up, you bitch. I had Martin Scorsese. I also... God damn, man. Like, if Neil Blomkamp had more material, he'd be on my list. Ridley Scott is high on my list. Fucking Darren Aronofsky is high on my list.
Can I give you mine?
What?
Spielberg.
Okay, cool. Got that one, saw it coming, miles away. Hit me like a train that I moved out of the way of.
Incredible.
Incredible.
No, he really is.
Yeah, he does
mine's
ridiculous
like
stuff.
Skull.
Yeah. Do you know what it is tight?
And like BFG.
You remember when it was real tight? E.T. and Jaws.
You know he's directing...
Munich, the shit, too.
Munich is rad. You know he's directing Player One.
Ready Player One.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I agree. That dude is a fucking juggernaut.
And not only that, like Stranger Things that you fucking love so much and you suck their dick all the time.
Yeah.
That's inspired by Spielberg.
You made me watch
so
the trailer with you today. So don't talk shit like you don't like it or you don't see a quality.
No,
in
I had to watch it for
it's
the show.
It's one of the greatest shows ever.
I was doing work.
You're
I could write that off of my fucking taxes.
like actually, man, it's a fucking toss up, bro. I got a lot that I like. I really
do. Hey, by the way, I wanted to ask you do you want to do game shows and put them up on Bandcamp for money?
Wait, say. Hit me with the entire idea again.
We do a game show, like a tabletop game, to where it's like a lot of talking and shit like that. Just me and you.
Okay.
And then we put it up on Bandcamp, and then we cut a commercial. Oh, man, we're fucking like doing like business live, dude. Yeah. And then this is all getting cut out.
Yeah, it feels worthless. Continue.
No. And then we put it up on Bandcamp and like charge like a dollar.
Do you think someone would pay for a fucking game show that's just a recorded audio show?
Yes, I have. Multiple times.
Kevin Smith has a couple game shows he put on Bandcamp.
Honestly, no. Tell me, Steve.
I just don't know if we are cool enough.
I feel like if we, like our listeners, like if we do like something like
this
neat,
is what, just for us? Like just to hustle and like have fun?
Well, no. It's more so like, hey, we're going to like do like a different thing and then charge for it. Because we're bringing the fucking laughs to your ears every week.
Yeah. This has kinda
sometimes
maybe
if you're hearing it now
off and on
whatever
flip a coin
yeah well ECR nah
when we feel like it ish
well no I mean you have a busy work schedule so do I schedule
yeah
but a tabletop game
yeah
and then we play it together.
And all
then,
right.
Yeah, and then we charge for it.
I mean, yeah, can we? We don't even have time to hang out, let alone make other podcasts.
We don't even have time to hang out anymore. I can't believe I'm not hanging out with you. Honestly, you know what? That makes it better, dude.
What? If we're doing something for monetary value, you'll see me in public.
No, I'm saying the show is better if we don't see each other.
That's not why I don't want. I want to see. Fuck the show.
Oh
well, you heard it here.
Go burn books.
I would kill the show before my friend. I'm sorry. Like,
well, that's kind.
That yeah, it was a really selfless thing I did for you. I'm a kind dude.
I'm a kind samurai.
Jesus Christ.
No, I think that'd be a cool idea. Anyways, go ahead with your director.
My director, I'll probably go with
Spielberg. I knew it.
No, I think I would pick fucking Ridley Scott. Like, for the last 30 years, what he's done for sci-fi is so monumental. And like,
did he direct the new Aliens movie?
Yeah, that's all. These are all Ridley Scott. Yeah,
but he directed it.
I think so.
Covenant. That's what it's called, right?
If not, he executive produced it.
Right, but that doesn't mean anything.
What?
Because the dude that directed...
he did Covenant.
Yeah. All right. The dude that directed...
Covenant, The Martian, Exodus...
Blade Runner.
Prometheus, right. Robin Hood, Body of Lies, American Gangster.
Whenever you're done.
Kingdom of Heaven. Oh, fuck yeah. I got thinking about it.
Tony's humping.
Matchstick Men, Black Hawk Down, Gladiator.
All right,
Jesus
fuck off.
Christ. White Squall. What? Oh, it's crazy.
White Squall. My favorite.
Are you shitting me? Blade Runner. Yes.
No.
Alien.
Blade Runner 2049 or 59.
Yeah.
He did not direct.
Oh, he didn't?
No. Another dude.
He is
executive producer, and Ridley was never there. Ooh. And the dude was like, thank God, because I could never make that movie if he was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I mean, that's his, like, vision and
exactly,
everything.
Exactly, yeah.
He's like, I would feel fucking like... Imagine if...
You couldn't do your own thing.
Imagine if fucking Bill Burr was sitting behind you while you podcast.
Oh, I wouldn't be good at doing my job.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, fucking
oh,
goddamn.
Fuck you, Bill.
There's a legend behind me.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's like how like he felt, and he was like, yeah.
Well, that's why he's not involved. That's a good thing.
He's executive. I mean.
No, he's not.
Putting down a lot of money.
He is executive producing, but.
That's all the money.
That's the money.
Yeah.
Then you give that money to creative people to make
and
your project.
And he also probably oversaw the script and that type of shit.
I don't know what that means. His producing credits don't show him as...
You know what? I watched Prometheus the other day.
Yeah?
And I felt bad for kind of giving it a hard time.
You like it?
I like it more now.
Not,
like, a lot. Like, it's not Aliens, obviously, or Alien, but...
And it never will be, yeah.
Prometheus is cool in the lineage, especially with Covenant.
I agree.
Covenant, like, fucking, I think, tied the two together.
It takes it further, yeah.
So fucking well.
Yeah. I agree completely with what you just said.
I hated Prometheus when I first saw it. I was like, fuck this movie.
I was happy with it, but I wasn't like over the fucking hill with happiness.
Right. And when I saw it, I was like, ah, dog shit.
So, dude, I do need to make a correction for our listeners.
Yeah, please.
None of the producers on Blade Runner 2049 are Ridley Scott. Andrew, Roderick, Bud, and Cynthia.
All right, writers.
Screenplay, blah, and blah. Based on Philip K. Dick. Shout out to Philip K. Dick. yeah, for sure his name is nowhere on this motherfucker.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah.
Villeneuve, but I believe he did Sicario, dude. He's impenetrable.
Oh, shit. And he's doing fucking...
And he did Arrival.
Oh, yeah, I know. God damn it. I just heard some fucking shit today that he's doing, and it sounds fucking sick. He's doing a really... What's he doing, dude? I can't remember.
Is it a film he's about to do?
Yeah, yeah. Look up upcoming projects on IMDb.
Cosmos, dude?
No.
Okay. Dude, I'm about to throw this phone and hit you in the face. He's about to do Dune.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Comic-Con weekend, Kevin Smith was at the IMD boat. That's what they call it, because IMDb.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, was confirmed in February 2017. In April 2017, Legendary announced that Eric Roth would write the screenplay and Denis Villeneuve
would direct the project. Kevin Smith asked him, he was like, hey, what do you think about fucking Lynch's version of it? And he's like, hated it.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
He's like, I read the book and I love... He's like, I'm glad that he tried to make a version of it. He's like, but reading the book, he's like, I want to make my interpretation of the book.
Yeah.
Spice!
The spice melange will flow.
Oh, dude, these fucking worms are the
there.
Bitch.
Fuck you, I would live there.
I know.
Because all that spice, dude...
Mm. Yeah. Spies. Dude,
Alejandro Jodorowsky tried and it fucking plummeted, but what he started, like all the shots he had and all the fucking art he had were fucking awesome.
Holy dicks. 36 minutes into the episode.
Holy hot dicks.
All right, so what's the second question?
Fuck you.
All right. Well, let's go
most
with the
most revered comic book movie in 50 years.
In 50 years.
Watchmen.
Really?
Mm hmm.
Wow, I'd go Dark Knight.
I think they're gonna... Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
I think Dark Knight, like, fucking, like, re-fucking, like, coded comic book movies.
Ow.
You could make...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Dark Knight. I like that one.
You could make, like, a fucking comic movie and be like, yo, like, this is, like, a heist movie. This is, like, a fucking, like, they had so many elements. It was so realistic and shit. Watchmen, though, was, like, one of the greatest adaptations of a movie... From a comic book ever.
Yeah, I also think just...
shot for fucking shot. I literally read along with the comic book.
Yeah, maybe when we're like looking back and we're like, oh, we're done with the comic book movie era, if that ever happens.
It never will.
It probably will never happen, if it ever happens, though. But and you look at the golden age of it, that came out rated R.
Yep.
With better cinematography, music, production, fucking acting than... And now you look back on the acting and you can go... and then throw up on it.
I disagree.
Dude, watch fucking Silk Spectre. The chick shouldn't be on screen.
Dude, I love
she
when...
She barely knows what she's when, where she's at.
When they come in the fucking like floating owl and it shoots fire.
Yeah. That owl is a That's hard amazing. Ship to love.
That's amazing.
That thing with the big dumb eyes.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
I just want to take your big sweaty head and crush it.
Am I sweaty?
Yeah. I mean, the light's shining off you like a marble.
I got a sheen.
Yeah.
Got a sheen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen looking like fucking oil and water.
All right. Watchmen, though, like, honestly, is one of the best, like, adaptations ever from
and,
a comic book.
And Dark Knight speaks for itself, because when everyone
Dark
talks
Knight was
about
a
movie.
Different fucking breed of movie. Like, I mean, like, Chris Nolan was like, yo, I want to make a fucking, like, cop movie with Batman. Like, it's a cop that wears a fucking cape and cowl.
Hi. That's when he says hi to Harvey Dent.
Yeah. Oh, and the nurse's outfit.
He's like picking his hair. He's like, sorry.
Dude, Heath Ledger was a fucking masterpiece in that movie.
No, I watched it again and...
So did I. Yeah, that's actually one of my weekly little recommendations.
Little clips of just... Like, just watching Heath's performance.
When he gets out of the fucking truck after it flips. Yeah. And, like, Batman's, like, coming at him on
the
bike.
The cord kind of whips him, and he's, like,
no,
got
the
gun.
The Batman, like, Batman's coming at him, like, with the bike.
Yeah, when he's, like, shooting randomly at him.
He's like, hit me!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I think my favorite, and this is a shot no one really even remembers, but it's my favorite shot in the film.
Want to see a magic trick?
No, okay. like
obviously it's not that. That's the most
But some people would
thing.
Be like, you know, like Batman standing over like Rachel's like death area, like with his
Who
cape.
Who gave a shit?
No one cared. I was like, moving on.
One thing that I hated about that movie is that they completely diminished.
Yeah,
they completely diminished that fact and added Two-Face. Like, why the fuck do you need two villains?
You know, there's mockable stuff in Watchmen. There's also mockable stuff in. You've watched it so much, you can. Ridicule it to a degree.
What in Watchmen? Go ahead.
In Watchmen, I can make fun of the acting. I can make fun of the cheesy looking fucking like
Silk Spectre,
practical
that's
stuff.
It. Go ahead.
But also fucking like Night Owl or whatever the fuck his name is. Dude's got a shitty looking suit.
Yeah.
But well, it's funny. But it's still great.
But based off the actual comic book.
But it is, yes. But I'm just saying like it's still, you got to make something that looks from a comic book but also still like
Did you know that
up.
The ending's completely different
yes,
in the comic book?
I know. Yeah.
How does it end?
Big vagina.
Yeah, the brain pussy.
Yeah, big brain pussy.
But it depicts like fucking like images of like Hitler and the Holocaust and
like
all,
like
this,
all
this fucked
horror,
up shit
yeah.
into everyone's brain and they all die.
Yeah. Probably hard to tell the studio that's how your film's ending.
Well, no, it made more sense for Dr. Manhattan to be the villain. Or the like Osmond Deus is like, yo, like
come this way.
I'm gonna blame him so we all unite together
yeah.
and fight this power. He's gonna get like Exodus to like Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can say that about Dark Knight, and you agree, like Two-Face's goddamn fucking suit.
Dude, honestly, in the Dark Knight fucking
That suit's ridiculous.
It's like how
Oh, his suit got burnt red.
You're still wearing it too?
He just kept it on.
In the hospital, you're wearing
his
a gown.
His face is melted, but his suit's just charred a little.
Yeah. So, like, actually, in the beginning of it.
Oh, what, when a bus just drives out of a building and gets in line with other buses?
In the middle of the buses.
In the middle.
Oh, man.
Gives them a spot to pop in.
Right. If they would have fucking, like, let the buses go, and, like,
You'd
the last
felt
one.
A little more real.
No, the last
it.
One went, and they pulled out.
Tucked in, yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
But God,
instead, there's literally a school bus driver watching one of their school buses come out of a bank.
Yeah.
Get in line.
With like the rubble.
Literally
all the dust.
Knocking rocks in front of yeah. his tires. Like,
oh,
God damn.
Hang on, kids. Holy shit, this is a bumpy road.
Grab onto the back of the seat in front of you. Jesus.
Hit a couple cinder blocks.
I killed the bus driver. God damn it, dude. Like, I don't know. But there are like insanely fantastic moments in that movie.
Yeah.
Two-Face was completely unneeded, though.
Oh, I was going to tell you, my favorite shot is one that's very forgettable.
I'll talk about fucking, what's that dude's name that played Harvey Dent?
Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart. I will talk about him later.
Okay.
Because we have movie of the week he was in.
Bingo.
He's a fantastic actor.
Yes.
He was a bad Two-Face.
Good
Harvey Dent.
Bitch!
Go ahead.
Let me tell you.
Bitch.
You don't, I don't know if you'll even remember it.
Bitch.
You will, because you've seen it a lot. But there's white noise in the scene, which is also something I really like in films.
Yeah.
Like, to where it feels like hazy, like it's a fucking shaking
You mean like
dream.
When a grenade goes off and it's like...
Kind of.
And everything's well, like all like dulled.
It's after the fucking fat guy blows up in the fucking police headquarters.
Yeah.
And he's got his left arm out of the fucking cop car, and it's driving down the road, and he's leaving.
And no,
he's like cooling himself out the window.
Yeah.
But it's like this fucking weird shot for the film. It's really fucking shaky and fucking evil looking.
No, to me that meant like his freedom.
Yeah, but it's like piercing because you're just like, oh, it's so creepy because he. Hey, I just think it's haunting as
fuck. You know who scored that?
Huh? No.
Really?
No, Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
Bingo, got it, duh. I'm genius.
You know what else he did?
What? He did a lot of stuff?
He's done a lot.
Yeah.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
And I know you don't like that movie, but
Dude,
like that score.
Interstellar?
Yeah.
Holy fuck bad.
Yeah, him and Chris Nolan are like fucking Danny Elfman and fucking Tim Burton.
Yeah.
But Interstellar, incredible. Batman v Superman, like, dude, listen. We listen to it. Don't even watch the fucking movie.
We listen to it. It's very pretty music.
Oh, it's operatic. The motherfucker wrote, like, fucking, yeah.
Remember, give me
50 cents, motherfucker.
We eventually listened to a bunch of other score shit that night. We listened to Smoking Aces.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Darren Aaron. No, from Clint Mansell.
Yep. Clint Mansell and fucking Hans Zimmer are like my two favorite composers right now.
They're very dope. All right. So you want to go to question three on a game that we haven't even got to anything in the podcast yet? Question three was...
Go ahead.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
What is it?
You got it.
I don't know.
You already fucking told me.
Earlier. Let me think.
So we did the... yours was Watchmen, mine was Dark Knight for the 50 years.
50 years later. Yeah. Best director... Then, best horror scene.
Oh, scariest horror scene.
And then what else was the fourth one? Oh, movie to erase.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind 13th anniversary, yeah. Some shit like that.
Okay, so I'm going to go with mine first. So
which one?
The scariest scene.
Cool.
So for me, when I thought about this question, I thought about it like, could it mean just something so... uber gruesome? Could it mean something that was sad for the main character or something that would be haunting later? Like, what a dystopian ending.
That's, yeah.
Mine is probably the end of The Descent.
Wow, like, that's
her
a good one.
Looking at her daughter and seeing the cake in the cave, but yeah. Not actually leaving after she dreamt she did.
That ending is so motherfucked.
It's so fucking endless fucked forever.
Oh,
and
man.
That makes me feel like...
I hate that they made The Descent 2.
It real sucks.
I hated that they made The Descent 2. I was like, dude, fucking Descent is perfect.
Yeah, leave it alone. Matrix is the same way. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, fuck me if I didn't feel as hopeless as she was trying to not feel. She was like trying to hide it with all this delusion. As a viewer, was like heart-wrenched.
Literally like a fucking beautiful ending to like an incredibly horrendous movie.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
oh, yeah.
Vampire people from the Civil War.
Fuck. Dude, yeah, like four generations of mutants just like...
I had mine and I just lost it. Fuck. Mm. Descent was a good one, though. That's badass. Badass.
He's a badass.
He's a fucking badass comment, dude. Way to podcast. Let
me try to I can tell,
banter
I,
while I...
I was going to say, if you want, I'll tell you, tell the audience a story about a dog I met this week while you...
Please do.
...think about it. Okay. So,
action.
I was hanging out with my friend Joe, and I met his dog, and his dog's name is Zeus.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys later.
The rape scene in The Hills Have Eyes.
I was in my list almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was one that crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Because the fucking baby is getting like fucking like a knife like drawn by
everything about that is just fucking horrendous. Like, yeah. I mean, like,
it's a rape, burning, and baby torture.
I remember
all
seeing
one.
Yeah, I remember seeing that like scene in theaters with you, I believe.
Probably.
Oh, do you remember the fucking like, duh?
Yeah.
Duh.
Oh no! It's one of the most evil horror films I've ever seen.
But
it's
I mean,
a
like,
fantastic
it's literally
film.
Like, just a guitar, like hidden in like an open.
Yeah,
and it's so fucking like
it works
compelling.
Perfect. It works perfect.
Oh my god!
It feels like The Hills. It feels empty. It feels like hollow as fuck and evil.
Ugh.
Dude, that movie, like even the previews for it were just a fucking body dragging behind a dude with a chain.
And duh.
Yeah. And it was just like Hills Have Eyes. And I was like, this is bad. This is real bad. Like,
Hills Have Eyes 2 sucked.
Yeah, man. Just watch the first one unrated.
Well,
oh, God.
Also, that was a remake.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But I like remakes. There's some remakes I fucking love. The Thing? Love it.
That wasn't a Oh, from the
it
1950s.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you that.
Yeah. And then you forgot it for a sec. You gave a dumb little blank face. Then you went, wait.
Thank you.
I told him this.
Yeah. No, the 1980s or late 70s?
What?
I think it's 80s.
Yeah, it's early 80s.
Yeah. The Thing is in fucking incredible.
Yeah, I was blown away when Yudi said he hadn't seen it. I was like, What is wrong with you, dumb dumb? Hey, by the way, give us our vacuum, bitch.
Yeah. Yudi, where you at?
Yeah, yeah, you with our fucking vacuum use.
We beat the shit out of him and heads up, and he was like, I'll give you a fucking industrial vacuum.
And, like, and we're like, yay, we have lots of cat hair and shit.
Yeah, oh my God, Doobie. Tony was combing.
Oh, yeah, just rubbing the couch cushion, like a cover that we have on the couch to keep it nice. And I literally just rub my hand down
We're so adult that we have a fucking cover for our couch.
Yeah, dude, it's legit as fuck.
We're like a fucking like 90-year-old Italian woman.
Yeah, we couldn't find a plastic one, so we got a fucking like cotton one. Yeah.
Paul's like slipping off
That's
it and shit.
That's not for sitting. That's not for sitting. That's the Davenport.
No, just look at it.
Don't sit on the Davenport. Where's my Metamucil?
All right, so what were we talking about?
Oh, just give us our fucking vacuum, Yudi, and our cat hair is everywhere.
That. No, 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 yeah.
Before that, we were just talking about Hills Have Eyes.
Most horrific
eyes.
Scene. Okay, yeah. Right on, yeah.
Okay, and the last one is what movie would we just want to erase?
Erase from time.
Erase from time.
All history.
There's a large list of movies I could choose, because you could choose cheesy ones that just deserve to die because they should have never been born.
Like what?
Like shitty shit, like fucking like bad movies, like Babes in Toyland, and like fucking like the third fucking like sequel in a shitty fucking franchise, like all that. There's a lot.
Give me specifics.
I'm trying to,
but you can't.
But like ones that are corny, like a fucking like
Matrix,
Chihuahua in L.A. or whatever the hell it was called, Hollywood Chihuahua or something like whatever, that. You know what I mean? Like. Fucking emoji movie. Like, fucking garbage.
Have you seen it?
No. It got zero.
Don't knock it.
It got zero.
On Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Zero?
Zero.
Wow.
Check it. I don't know if I'm right, but it got zero. Emoji movie rating. Sorry. I just howl threw up
just
in my mouth.
Wretch. Damn it. No,
yeah, like, shit like that. Like, I guess, like, or shit that's regurgitated, like being like...
Trotting Tomatoes.
Yo, do we need to make a new Gone in 60 Seconds? Do we need a new French Connection? Do we need a new fucking this, that, and the other? Oh, should we remake the first Jurassic Park? No! Never again, ever. Leave it.
All right, so what movie would you erase?
Let me think. Oh, I know. Now I know. Matrix Revolutions.
That's what I said.
Get rid of it.
I was like the third Matrix.
Get rid of it. It's... I mean, fucking Reloaded.
Okay, so the Emoji Movie got 6%.
Well, I guess I was wrong. We should see it. 6% of people enjoy
44
it.
For the audience.
Yeah, if the audience are fucking 6. Years old, I meant.
Frequent Rotten Tomatoes, obviously.
What?
6-year-olds.
They probably do.
I don't know. I'm going to give it a chance.
No, Rotten Tomatoes is like a Metascore, isn't it?
Yeah, but all right, so they have the audience, like everyone that like goes to Rotten Tomatoes can vote for it, and then the people that write for it is the actual like quote unquote Rotten Tomatoes score.
Right on.
So like Batman v Superman, like that got like a 27.
Most Adam Sandler movies would also go in that list, but I'll say because it hurts me so personally, Matrix Revolutions. The thunder is coming. There's thunder right now.
The thunder. I would go with... damn, we haven't gotten weekly recommendations.
Nothing, baby.
Holy shit, we're at 52 minutes.
Nothing, baby. Dude, we're just flying like fucking light. Dude, we're soaring, baby.
I should stop taking shots before the podcast.
So tight.
It's 12:30.
And I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, you are. I love that.
Shut up. Only the reason I'm in a bad mood usually is if right before we record, you say some off-putting shit like, hey, also you're the worst, blah, 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 fuck you. Okay, and we're back. And I go,
Hey, try not to be a gigantic fuckhole during the podcast. Hello, and welcome to this
week. I wish I was doing this alone. Action.
I'm Tony.
Oh, what's wrong, bud? Nothing happened before just now.
Hey,
what's
hey,
wrong?
Dude, we're on air. Like,
don't
what's
bring
up
old shit, oh, man, you like, whiny baby.
Yeah, come on, man. Dude, like, I'm right here with you, man.
Podcast Paul loves you.
Real Paul fucking hates your guts.
Real Paul, I'm not in the mood for you.
Yeah. All right, so, fuck, what was the last question?
I'm stretching. Deleted film.
Okay, I would go with G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, not Retaliation, though.
No.
Just the first G.I. Joe.
Yeah, just Well, the franchise.
Yep. Okay.
Fuck them.
Okay. Oh, franchise. Man, you know what? It's a way to obliterate.
It's kind of vindictive of me because someone told me that that movie was really awesome. Oh, man.
And you spent money on
it. You got to see G.I. Joe. I know it's new DVD day Tuesday.
Uh-huh. When you still had that fucking like urge to spend money on that Tuesday.
Yeah, when I still had that problem. Tuesday.
Yeah.
To where I go to Best Buy and be like, yeah, I can pick that up and pick that up.
Oh, what a great price. $19.99, perfect price.
I spent fucking $300, whatever.
Whatever, dude. It's a good investment.
Oh, my God. Like, DVDs are going to sell way well later on.
I'm going to want to watch this so many times.
I'm going to put my kid through college. Like, you wait and see.
An investment in my future. I'm collecting. Yeah, I'm a collector.
Yeah, and then it was like Blu-ray. I'm like, ah, damn.
Ah, come on.
Ah, it really fucked me right in the asshole.
Eventually, like, Wi-Fi speeds will be so good, they'll just be like, it's 5K streaming all the time. Perfect.
No, they will literally not need to make any type of fucking
physical copies. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It'll live on every device simultaneously.
Yeah. Oh, saving in the cloud.
And they're literally...
And the cloud's fucking Skynet. And when the cloud goes down, we have no DVDs to watch, the robots will take over, Tony.
I guess,
Did you know that they made fucking robots to fucking, like talk to each other to, like, buy stuff?
Oh, good.
No. They were trying to, like, figure out, like, this thing to where, like, oh, let's see how, like, these, like, two, like, things interact together and have them buy things from a seller. They started speaking their own language.
That's so dope. That's so dope.
Bad.
Not good. Not good.
Have you seen Terminator 2?
But awesome. But awesome.
I think a hawk just flew
by. Dude, every time a machine gets a little bit of intelligence, usually it decides that we're a problem real quick.
All right. You are correct.
Yeah.
We need to fucking get on with the
show. Oh, baby, get on it.
We need to get on with the show, dude.
The dog I saw, Zeus, he was so cute. He was like a bull mastiff, like a lab mix.
How much can you talk about this? Because I had to pee.
What do you mean?
Just go into fucking the zoo story.
Look how cute he is. The little teddy bear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And what about this? Whammo, he's a puppy.
Oh, my heart just died.
I'll put a picture of him. That's Zeus.
No, who owns him?
Joe's dog, my manager.
Oh, I thought you meant Joe fucking...
No. Joe, my manager.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. That dog is cool, man. You meet him one day.
I wish they could make dogs pillow babies.
Yeah.
That term?
Yeah.
Just keep them small.
Like a munchkin kittens.
Yes. Oh, God damn.
With their little 4-inch legs.
My heart's breaking every second of this goddamn podcast.
It's like a little Ewok. Okay.
Not an Ewok.
Do you want to just bust this out? Come on.
No, I got to pee.
For real?
Yeah, just talk.
Okay, fine. Go pee. You're the worst. Now, what I'm going to say is mainly shit talking about Paul while he's gone. Don't listen. You're not allowed to listen. You're peeing. Hurry it up. What I really wanted to say was my plans for the future are I'm probably going to bail on this podcast and start my own podcast called Tony's Special Sauce. And that's where it's just going to be me talking and just fucking vibing about the world. Thinking about shit I want to talk about, mainly going into fucked up sci-fi futures that we could be in. We could be in those fucked up futures imminently or down the road. I'm hoping fucking quicker, sooner rather than later. But I don't always get my goddamn wet dreams. Also, I fucking downloaded Just Cause 3. I've never played any of the Just Cause games, but it looks like a bit of a fucking action-packed sandbox where I can just fuck around and have fun, so I'm going to try that out. Beyond that, that guy I was talking shit about earlier is back. His name is Paul. He's getting ready to talk. And we're about to jump into, finally,
weekly recommendations. Yeah,
Luckily for you guys, I saw nothing this week.
I saw a lot.
Hurry it up.
All right. I watched The Beaver.
Okay. Oh, yeah. With Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fucking...
I heard it's great.
Dude, honestly, like, it encompasses you. Well, that's shitty to say. It's like...
Yeah, how depressing and shitty is this film?
Well, no. Like, it basically, like, fucking... You remember, the little dude from Charlie Bartlett?
No.
The kid that died, like, his car, like, hit him, like, while he was, like, parking or some shit like that.
Okay.
Kid from Star Trek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anton.
Yeah.
Chekhov,
yeah.
Yeah. fucking, he's Mel Gibson's son.
Okay.
Hates Mel Gibson.
Uh-huh.
In the movie. Mel Gibson is just completely like, he's like, all he does is sleep.
Yeah.
He wants nothing to do. He owns a company. He's the CEO of a company. He inherited it from his dad. His dad was a piece of shit too. And his dad also killed himself. And he's basically walking that same line.
Yeah.
He has a younger son that's like, why isn't dad around? And then he has a wife, which is fucking the girl from Contact, Jodie Foster.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, why the fuck don't you love me?
Okay.
Like, why are you like this? So she's just completely copacetic. He finds a fucking beaver in the fucking trash can, a puppet.
Yeah.
And then he gives her a card and he's like, read this, ma'am. And she's like, what the fuck is happening? He picks the kid from...
what are you rambling about?
There's this really awesome moment in the movie where she's driving to go pick up the younger kid.
Okay.
And the guy that's like... fucking like corralling all the kids like go to like their parents and shit and uh-huh. He's like, oh, you passed them, and the kid gets in the car and she's like, and he's like, oh, you passed me again.
Oh, like his mom just walks right past him a lot.
Just drives by him.
Oh, you passed your
doesn't
kid.
Know like what he looks like.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the kid's just like way depressed.
What does this movie remind you of me for?
Oh, because I mean, like, fucking Mel Gibson's way depressed in the whole movie, and the whole thing is about like him like going, it's really odd. Like, he completely cuts away himself.
Yeah.
And goes through the puppet.
Oh, okay.
So
I gotta see it to know it.
So, like, he's literally stripping everything away from himself that he hates, and everything about himself, even that he loves, and then just is the puppet.
Okay.
It's a fucking beautiful sentiment. Like, for, like, starting over.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been meaning to.
It's on Netflix. It's way good.
Okay. What else? See? I didn't see anything.
Oh, at all?
No, not really. I've talked about all my other bullshit.
Well, we talked about Dark Knight.
Okay.
Still good. I wanted to play this, though. Because I watched True Romance. Honestly, I think this might be one of my favorite scores.
It's so out of place.
Incredibly.
Yeah. Where am I? On a fucking island eating fucking coconut
I'm
juice?
I'm waiting for fucking Sebastian the Crab to start being like, under the sea.
Yeah. But you're in fucking Detroit.
Yeah, and not only that, like, you're like fucking depressed as hell.
Yep. Working in a fucking shitty comic book store watching
Kung Fu. Whoa, you take that back. That's the coolest part
shitty
about that.
Shitty comic book store watching old Kung Fu.
Oh my God.
I know, he's living your dream.
No, and this fucking movie bleeds Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the writer of, I was watching with Josie and she's like, Quentin Tarantino wrote this? I was like, yeah. She's like, I hate Christian Slater, but fucking goddamn, that's
rad.
Dude,
it's the best Christian Slater role, and Christian Slater's awesome,
but
Broken Arrow?
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
You fucking idiot.
Stupid.
No, I was talking about Pirate Radio.
Oh, that's good too.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
7 schools in 7 years. The only thing the same is... Oh, Heather's is incredible.
Yeah.
Fucking good. See? Pool, dude.
I came back.
God damn.
Now
dude.
You want to fuck me,
yeah,
huh, baby?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, next.
But yeah, fucking True Romance is such a fucking awesome movie. And go into it as a movie. It's because you're going to watch it and be like, bullshit, none of this would happen. That's what movies are for. Take you out. Escape.
Take out a little bit.
It's what we do. Make you escape.
Michael Rapaport's awesome in that movie. Brad Pitt's in it. Like,
but dude, Brad Pitt's first role.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. And then, you know, you get...
What was that? What was that?
I said, cool. That's so cool. You're so cool. Okay? You're
so
cool.
My dude.
You're the one holding it up now.
Yeah. All right. True Romance. So, honestly, like, fucking such a rad fucking movie. I think that was before Quentin, like, ever even, like, directed a movie.
I know so. Pulp Fiction's after that.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
But, fucking, he also wrote, God damn it. It was that, like, Sid and Nancy story.
It's a year after he did Pulp Fiction.
Okay. But it's a Sid and Nancy story. Motherfucker. It was in True Romance too. God damn it. It's got the fucking Woody Harrelson in it.
Oh, Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, he wrote that too. And he stripped that from True Romance, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he, like, that whole part was in it.
Yeah.
They become serial killers, but he took that completely out and just made it its own movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
I feel like I'm cool like Christian Slater, but I'm not.
You're so cool.
Okay. Continue. No, just continue with fucking what you've seen.
I watched Southpaw.
Okay.
That's my last one.
You've watched so many boxing movies.
I watched two.
That's a lot.
For me, yes. Well, I guess for
anyone in one week, yes.
Yeah, I'm just all about the boxing, man.
Okay,
out of all
liquids. Also, can we just say that Gary Oldman as the fucking drug dealer?
Wait. Oh, you're talking about True Romance?
Yeah, sorry, one more time.
Fucking incredible.
Yeah. He thought it was White Boy Day. Yeah. White Boy Day.
Swinging the lamp at him. Oh, my fucking... Dude, Chris Walken, Brad Pitt, fucking... Dennis Hopper.
Paul Giamatti.
Dude,
yeah.
Everyone is in that fucking... Wait, what?
Not Paul Giamatti, a fucking... Goddamn, what is his fucking name? The big dude from Dennis Hopper.
That's what I said.
You did? You already said that?
Dennis Hopper.
I forgot Samuel L. Jackson's in that for a minute.
Yep. Oh, yeah, literally for a minute.
James Gandolfini.
Yep.
Dude, when he's like, come on, baby, stick me.
Dude,
fucking,
James
like,
Gandolfini.
Just go ahead and stab me real quick.
James Gandolfini literally has like one of the most horrendous scenes.
Oh, it makes me cringe. Ever. It makes me absolutely sick. Like, cringe.
You see fucking Christian Slater just like cruising around town. Like, everything's good. We're all right. Like, it's such a good, what do you call it?
Juxtaposition.
Yeah, juxtaposition. Fucking like, it's so, fuck you. It's so fucking well done, though, because, like, he's just having a good time. Like, oh, hey, how much do those cheeseburgers cost? And she's literally getting the shit kicked out of her, about to get fucking raped by the dude.
Val Kilmer plays fucking
Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Elvis, in the fact that, like, fucking Christian Slater is like, it's almost like his inner monologue is Elvis.
Is Elvis, yeah.
Elvis doesn't actually exist, obviously, in that time frame.
No.
And Christian Slater plays him.
It's his, like, fucking, like, inner monologue ghost.
Yeah, Josie and I were watching, and I was like, you know who that is? Because she was, like, watching all the names. She's like, holy shit, he's in this? He's in this? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, star-studded cast. And she's like, Val Kilmer, that's insane. And I was like, all right. And we, like, get into it, and I was like, hey, do you know who Elvis is? She was like, no. Brad Pitt?
Boom.
I was like, no. I was like, think about it.
Yes.
Listen to it.
And then she got it?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool story.
Thank you. A lot of drawn out silence.
Jesus
too.
Christ. I'm like, you're going to tell me she got it next?
All right.
No, I have nothing to say.
All right. But no, I want to talk about Southpaw. Southpaw.
Oh, holy, really?
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Dude.
Twice.
I fucking teared up.
Oh, and so did I.
Really?
A teeny bit. I got like red, like little wet eye.
It almost felt like you had dry eyes.
There was no.
Well, the mother. I mean, like that to me, like to you.
She was so perfect.
Rachel McAdams.
As like she did nothing. She was a perfect innocent.
It's a boxing movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's a boxing movie, but something bad happens to a boxer who's just doing his job.
In like the first 30 minutes, not even doing his job,
but
doing a charity event.
How much they fucking make you care about her and him and how their daughter relates
that
and all that.
That movie was fucking, oh my God, that movie was like so profoundly well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had me so invested in all the characters.
I was so depressed about everything.
Maureen, like,
ever.
I was, like, when Maureen fucking died, spoilers, fucking, like, holy shit. And then Layla, was that the daughter's name?
Yeah, I think so.
When, oh my God, at the end, she's like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
And that's what his wife was saying when she died.
Yeah.
That's when I cried.
It's very sad.
Bawled my fucking bitch eyes out.
Little bitch ass eyes out.
God damn it.
The first time
and
I saw
like
it,
that fucking,
I got super emotional.
And fucking, what's the fucking dude's name?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Thank you, Jake Gyllenhaal. I was like, Jared Leto, no. Jake Gyllenhaal. So out of his realm of acting.
I don't know if there is a realm that's out for him, because he's so damn good.
No, you look at Donnie Darko, you look at Zodiac, almost the same type of character. Timid, but not.
Oh, you mean like his temperament and like fucking like.
I'm talking about like his like feeling.
playing a hard ass. But dude, he played End of Watch. He played a badass cop.
No,
like,
I'm saying like he played like a fucking like ghetto, like from the streets boxer that's a millionaire. And he did it well. Like he sold it well. Like
I think he sells everything well.
That's one person.
Jarhead
that, like,
he sold well. Like
Jarhead's so fucked. He sells the role super well though.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah.
He's one person that like looks like him that can like lose himself in the role.
I get that.
And
no,
I respect that wholeheartedly because like there's so like you look at Michael Cera, like he's playing the same fucking character every time.
Yeah. Did you ever see Nocturnal Animals?
Yeah, we did a movie of the week on it.
All right. He's so damn good in that. Still looked like himself, but just like played like that like grieving father.
You know what fucking what stuck out to me more was the kid from Kick-Ass.
I
didn't even know it was that dude.
Yeah, I was literally like, dude, Aaron, don't do Godzillas, do films like this Tom Ford movie.
Oh,
cuz you're good at
fucking
them.
God.
You're real good at being a fucking lunatic.
Not even just such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
God. I hate that. God. Like, I hate that insanity kind of stuff. Like, to where bad guys...
They don't care.
Look like good guys, and then it flips for no reason, and that person is stunned.
Not even that.
Like, why are you going like this now? And they're like,
oh,
it's how it is. It's how it's always
been.
When
their car... We're talking about Nocturnal Animals right now, in case you were wondering. When their car, like stops, like, they're, like, you know, getting fucked with.
Oh,
and shit like
yeah.
that. You knew that dude was a
piece
of shit.
Well, I knew it was over.
Right
I was
then.
Like, yep, that's bad. They're bad. That's bad people.
Yeah. But like him, it more so when he was in the cop car and not saying that he did it.
Yeah,
that's what fucked with me.
Just
way
being like,
more.
Should I remember you, man?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know who any of you are. Like, it's almost like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, you're not worth my fucking brain memory, dude.
Oh, so
like
bad.
Your wife that I fucking raped and murdered. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about her. I don't even.
I
remember
do that
it.
A lot. Leave me alone.
My God, like the. It just left such a bad taste. That dude's a fucking insanely good actor.
Yes.
It's like crazy that he played Quicksilver, like, badly, too.
Yeah. Didn't really put much in.
And Godzilla.
I guess if they don't ask you to, maybe you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
I have to burp.
Nice, dude.
Nice, I did it.
All right, so, Southpaw. And that ending of Southpaw was fucking beautiful.
Dude, and
Southpaw's
I think
on Netflix
Forrest
as well.
Whitaker... As a coach in a movie?
I didn't even know he was in that.
Yeah. Isn't that such a great surprise?
Oh, my God. It was like Rogue One.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, holy fucking
Yo,
shit.
Who's there?
My boy Forrest.
Honestly, man. Like,
No, he was... Oh, he's like, I'm not going to train you. Oh, man.
And he's,
Southpaw.
And he's literally a fucking animal. Like... Jake Gyllenhaal was
stacked.
Oh, no, I'm going to take a fucking, like, pound of steroids just for a role. Like, he looks like... A goddamn animal in that movie.
Yeah, his abs are bigger than my biceps.
One of his eight abs.
Yeah. Forrest Whitaker, like, what a good fucking, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's weird. Panic Room?
Yeah.
Definitely, like, holds, like, up with Forrest Whitaker for me.
Dude, he's really a cool, like, out of place, like, a criminal that doesn't want to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Such a rad
role. He was almost
role.
A coach that didn't want to be a coach anymore.
Exactly.
Because he hated
and
himself.
And I think that's why like that like pulled for me. I was like, oh, damn, this feels like the Panic Room. I love the Panic Room. Oh, man. But now it's Panic Room with fucking fists.
Let's do it.
All right. Tessa Tony!
All right. I'm going to go quick because I got to take a poop, you know?
Oh, again?
Well, that's how it is.
My boy.
Tony Poop. Two poops, Tony.
Tony Two Poops.
Tony Two Poops over here. Tessa Tony was...
Is there a word for shit that starts with T?
What?
Is there a word for shit that starts with T?
Turd?
Tony Two Turds.
Okay.
Sansonetti.
You heard it here, folks.
Or Tony Two Shit Sansonetti.
All right! It was a movie called The Mist, based off a short story by Stephen King.
Yes.
It is a film starring people.
Wow.
It's got some people in it.
Yep.
It's got some stuff.
Huh.
It's got some things.
Got it.
Got some events.
Oh.
it starts off.
I watch it too.
Like every Stephen King film, kind of. Like it's very fucking like
How
it's
do you
a
mean?
little town. Something's happening, but you don't really know what. But
it's got
a Stephen King-y vibe just because the characters he writes kind of feel like Stephen King.
I'm not going to lie. Reading the book, I was like, man, this is awesome. And I watched the movie, and I was like, man, no one would act like that.
No. It's one of the most far-fetched fucking, like,
Yeah.
Will humans start skinning each other in 8 hours?
I'm not going to lie, dude. Like, in the book, like, he writes it so well that you're like, I fucking believe this. You watch the movie, you're like, that happened way too fucking fast. No,
there were these, there's fade outs for scenes, almost like acts in a play.
Yes.
Which is a rare thing to see in a film, to where things just kind of blend out. You saw it in like fucking like Gone with the Wind. Like, yeah, those are, it's a real old technique, but they do it a fuck ton, like 9 times in this movie.
Nine times.
So it's going to, they're tricking you into thinking days and days are going by, but then they talk about the fact that it's the second night.
Technically in the book, and yeah, it's only
like
two nights.
It's like a 2 or 3 night thing. Yeah. Which, I guess, you kind of just don't even, you can't even register why some of these people are acting this absurd.
Right.
Especially because they're bunkered down and they have supplies
now,
and they're
healthy.
Now,
the lady that's like, oh, fucking Revelations is upon us.
Yes.
In the book.
The doomsdayer bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
She is fucking talked about a lot before they even get to the fucking grocery mart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like in the book, like she's like, oh yeah, she's insane. She fucking like makes my wife, like my wife is like such a fucking like non-believer or whatever. But she believes her, like when she says shit. Also, fucking the blonde girl that's like in there, like taking care of his son.
Yeah, the school teacher.
Yeah, he fucks her in the book.
It felt that way because I remember watching it and thinking like, I forgot he had a wife at home. I thought his wife was in the car with him at the end.
Yeah.
It's not. And nope. The old couple at the, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was almost like a family that he killed of
now,
his own.
I do not want to spoil this ending because you probably haven't seen The Mist if you're listening to this. Because like most people are like, fuck The Mist. If you know me, ask me to borrow it. I will give it to you. The ending to this movie is fucking immaculate.
Well,
one of my favorite fucking endings ever. And it doesn't even belong to the book. That's what gave me like, I was like, holy shit, whoever fucking wrote this, dude, like what happens at the ending is a fucking throwaway sentence in the book.
Yeah.
And doesn't even happen.
And it's shit. This, on the other hand, is a very, very impactful, you're not coming back from this ending.
Oh,
fucked
no.
Fucked up ending. Crazy
like,
ending.
You think like Requiem for a Dream. Like,
yeah.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Goddamn,
fucked
the end of Fallen. Like, oh, ugh. And there goes the devil walking off.
Such a fucking good pull. Fallen's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But no, yeah, sorry, like, so, it leaves you with that fucking, it's bleak.
Yeah. I agree.
Like,
the ending's the best
is
thing
fucked.
About the film.
Yeah. Oh, totally. But I'm not going to lie. Fucking the CGI, not bad.
The CGI,
acting, bad.
Not good, but not bad.
Oh.
For the time, great.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Solid.
It's not favorite, Jurassic Park, motherfucker.
My favorite parts of CGI are when they can use environment to make their CGI even better. Putting shit in the mist instead of not in the mist made it look so fucking good. There's one part where there's a creature with, like, leg things, and it's tall.
When they're driving?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That thing looks so fucking evil.
In the book, fucking, like, that thing was supposed to be, like, almost a mile long.
Jesus.
And, like, the craters it was leaving was fucking,
now,
like, the size of
roads. Can you give me
roads.
Some expanded universe shit? What we did on the mountain... In the movie, if you're watching the movie...
Arrowhead Project,
like, yeah,
or whatever
like,
it is?
Yeah, Project Arrowhead. Like, we did this. We were trying to open portals.
Nope, nothing.
Okay. Isn't nothing that, like
that's
that.
That's why I read the fucking book.
Good God.
I was so angry at it. And the fucking ending didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, this is like the first time that I've been like, the movie was better.
I want to say...
The ending was better.
You
want to
know what the point of the movie that I took?
Yeah.
Military supremacy will overcome even other dimensions of evil.
Yeah.
That's literally kind of the consensus you vibe at, is like, there's a greater power here. Don't worry.
I really wish there was just one conversation of like, I can't believe we fucking opened up that portal, dude.
Man, it's crazy how those things came through and we can't close it.
There's nothing because there's so, oh man, I forgot to tell you this. All right. At the beginning of it, did you notice that he's painting the gunslinger?
Yeah.
That was fucking
dope.
Yeah,
that's like one of his...
That was way fucking cool. He's painting the fucking Dark Tower Gunslinger, like the fucking the book that I have downstairs now. And then the second one was... All right, do you remember the girl that gets stung in the neck?
Yeah.
She was the cash register?
Yeah.
All right, you remember the guy that was like her boyfriend? The
yeah,
army
he's
dude?
A fucking Starkiller.
fucking A he is.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, that motherfucker looks familiar. And I was like, God damn it, that's Starkiller. And then I looked it up, and sure enough.
There he is, yeah.
So fucking dope.
He was in a really dope show. Fuck, what the fuck was that show called that he was in?
Buffy.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you know that he also played the Emperor's voice?
Really?
And yeah, in Forced Unleashed.
There was a series called The Mist?
Yeah. No, it came up in 2017, I think, this year.
What a bunch of hot garbage.
No, it actually, it's kind of a neat premise, because like it takes place in the fact of like other people experiencing The Mist, not the people in the grocery store.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Being Human is the show he was on. That's actually really decent.
Right on. That dude has a fucking, just a really easily...
Yeah, he's
viewable face.
Yeah, he's very chiseled, like laser line.
Yeah.
My head is 90 degree, 45 degree.
I'd fuck him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so movie of the week. Oh, and I give that one a fucking 6.5 out of 10.
What the fuck?
Nah, it's great, but you have a long road to get to the greatness.
I'll give you that.
Because I don't want to watch the whole movie. I would literally skip to the last 30 minutes.
All right, so but that ending for the first time, like, how did you feel about
the
movie?
Oh, the ending itself, in and of itself, is a 9.5. It's one of my favorite types of endings.
I think it's a 10.
Of all.
It's, yeah, that ending is it's such a
your
fucking...
Your boy loves dystopia.
Well, not only that, but, like, I mean, like, it's such a 10 in the fact of you're like, did not see that coming.
Nah.
It's, oh, man, it's so fucked. I'd give it a fucking 8.
Okay.
That, I mean, there's hard parts about the movie, but at the same time, it's so close to the book, except for the ending, obviously. Oddly enough.
Okay.
All right. Movie of the week.
Movie of the week was...
Tony's trying to get out. He's got to poop.
Bleed for this.
Yeah. Bleed for this.
I need to poop for this. Yeah. So, this movie stars the guy who plays Mr. Fantastic.
Miles Teller.
And Miles Teller can act his ass off when he wants to.
He rocks.
He can act his ass off if he feels like it. Yeah.
And this?
Motherfucker can kill it if he feels like it. Well, he can also fucking phone it in.
No, I feel like that was direction.
I hope so. Well, that whole movie kind of got shit
on
by direction.
Like,
but,
yeah. Because, I mean, like, the fucking Mrs. fucking Invisible Girl or Invisible Woman, she was in fucking... Kevin Spacey, fucking I'm gonna be the president.
House of Cards?
Yeah, House of Cards. She was in that and rocked. She was in fucking oh god damn, I can't remember anything.
She's
right
a great actress. Arrival.
No.
No?
No.
Huh.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Lois Lane from BVS.
Yeah, isn't that her?
No.
Huh?
Yeah, no, House of Cards, she was Zoe. What? Huh? Where am I? Tony just got dementia.
Oh, I clicked on The Arrival and it was this one with fucking Charlie Sheen where the fucking alien's legs bend backwards. Have you ever seen that back in the day?
No, I remember a different movie. I think it was called like Species where the knees like bent like elbows.
That is The Arrival. Species is where the fucking chick like has sex on the train and it's like...
Oh, no, that was like one of the first titties I saw. I get it.
Oh, man. When she was, like, tied to that chair in Species?
That was the... Really?
Yeah. Where they bet they're like... They look like humans, but they crack their knees backwards and run.
Whoa.
That's Arrival. The Arrival.
Wow.
And it's all about satellites and shit, like, hearing for them. Yeah, in the desert. Yeah.
Dang, dude. That's sick.
Oh, yeah. That's Amy Adams, I was thinking of.
Amy Adams. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Amy Adams... Fantastic, by the way.
Oh, listen,
so Bleed for This is a boxing movie about a real boxer named Vinny Pascapapatuda something.
Yeah. Boxer.
Actual dude who did fucking get into a car crash and
dude,
nearly
how fucking
sever his
insane
spine.
Insane was that scene.
It was a great scene. Great crash. Great crash.
It was like they had the camera right behind the two heads and you're watching and you know it's coming from the preview of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
But like when you see that happen, oh god, it gave me the fucking creeps.
Yeah.
Not only that, fucking like the shit with the halo when they're taking out the screws. Horrendous. There was fucking insanely...
I thought to myself the whole time when I was hearing the story about this kid is you're just a stubborn asshole.
What do you mean?
I felt like as far as him looking like a boxer, he didn't.
Yeah.
which is fine. Miles Teller's a little dude.
Yeah.
But he fucking played that guy, I think, pretty accurately.
Definitely.
I've read about him a little more. I was, like, researching the dude. Seemed like kind of a fucking, like, hothead. Like, he was 50 yeah. and 10 in wow. his professional record. So, he was an ass kicker, but dude was just kind of stubborn for no fucking reason. Like, he wanted... Like, jumping up weight classes was something most people don't do the way he did, even just professionally. But then the way he didn't ask for anesthetic or painkillers or but any of that shit.
That made sense, though, in the movie to me.
It's a plot device. It kept him going, but
well,
it was
no,
like...
Well, no, it was like, hey, I haven't fucking, like, drank. I haven't taken drugs. I'm not going to fucking start now. Take it out.
But I guess,
that
like,
was his whole thing, though.
But it's weird, like, because he was on fucking... tons of fucking painkillers all through his fucking surgery. You would think like he was not an addict by any means, but like it was a surgical procedure they were trying to give him drugs for.
He also didn't really have like say in it.
Didn't call it out. He would, yeah, if he did, he'd have been like, look at the fucking cross on my chest. I'm not taking any of that.
Yeah.
If he could have. Because he was from Providence, and that's where fucking guineas come from fucking Providence.
Wow, guineas.
Providence, Rhode Island.
No, I mean, honestly, like, fucking, I don't know, I loved that movie. I fucking, that movie's sick as fuck.
Aaron Eckhart, very, very good.
Aaron Eckhart fucking, like, I was like, thank you for smoking, what? I don't even know who this is.
Yeah, no, he
halfway through the movie, I was like, oh shit, that's Aaron Eckhart.
He did great.
Incredible. And his fucking like head being like shaved like halfway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that
he's
weird
a
like
big
balding.
Old like fat gut. Like yeah, like, yeah. He's fucking like
he's perfect.
Old
in
shitty
it.
Guy. Fucking
yeah, and him playing that fucking drunk and shit like that. Yeah. God damn it, that was rad.
Both of them. Forrest Whitaker played a drunk like that.
Yeah. That's insane.
Both of them saying both the coaches that okay. we watched.
That was a different movie. A
different movie, dummy.
Oh, you remember Mickey? Yeah. That was Rocky Tony. Damn.
Remember when they drank raw eggs and ran in Philadelphia? But
you remember
no,
Eye of the Tiger.
I would say I like Southpaw more than Bleed for This, but I liked Bleed for This.
I think Bleed for This, since it's a true story. Like,
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
such a fucking, like, insanely uplifting one. Southpaw, like, fucking hit me in the fucking heartstrings.
Yeah, yeah, because they could design it that way.
Oh,
his
God.
His story is a great one.
Damn it.
He just seems like he was kind of a stubborn asshole, and the next guy that tried that could have severed his fucking spinal cord.
Yeah.
I'm going to lift weights. No, don't.
I mean...
But that's where another guy wouldn't have.
The progression...
And then he, like, did.
The progression of fucking Bleed for This, like, I mean, I don't know. I like Miles Teller a lot. Even, like, Fantastic Four, like, I like that movie because of him.
Yeah.
Well, and Doctor Doom. By the way, did you hear that they're making a Doctor Doom standalone?
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, Fox is making a Doctor Doom movie.
Well, because did he, I guess he tested well.
No, it's because fucking if they don't, they will lose the rights.
That's funny.
But at the same time, that's a fucking rad thing to do. A villain movie?
Yeah.
Think about it. It hasn't been done yet.
It's cool. It's just, you
Deadpool's
know,
Deadpool's
like,
an anti-hero. Doctor Doom's literally just a fucking villain.
Who knows, man? I just think all that Fantastic Four shit sucks.
Well, how they made it. Do you have to poop that bad?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Keep moving around.
I can move. It's free cunch. I can move if I want.
Free cunch.
It's free cunch, so I can move if I fucking want.
All right, what are we watching next week, Tony?
Next week, I rate that a fucking 7 out of 10.
Really?
I'm not going to watch it again.
Ah, dang, I'd give it an 8.
Okay.
I liked
it. I recommend it to a friend if they were like, is Bleed for This worth downloading?
All right,
yeah, download it. Enjoy
it's,
it.
It's
sure.
definitely worth a watch, but yeah, I probably won't
I like
watch
his dad and
either.
His mom, too. Like, that's a good little
his
ensemble
dad.
Of characters. It's kind of like the movie...
His dad reminded me of Bob, your dad.
He kind of is.
Yeah, like
a
old
bit.
Italian dude.
It is
like,
old Italian, like fucking like, I don't like, want you to do that. Like,
no, how offended he got for him lying to him.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
It's just a disappointment.
It was
like, get
such,
the fuck out of my house.
Such
yeah.
a powerful fucking moment. And yeah, Aaron Eckhart was like, he's like, fuck off,
he
asshole.
Really didn't even, he was like, yep.
Yeah, oh, yeah. For sure, yeah.
He's like, sure am.
It's a weird, like, time to see that, like, people in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like fucking, like they're just like.
Also, he was a fucking world class boxer living
so
with
much
his parents.
Respect.
It's crazy back then. Like also,
yeah.
like that dude wasn't making millions on fights. He was getting prize money of like $100,000,
right.
and then splitting it up between like four people, five people.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, too.
Which is weird about Southpaw, because you see like the decline of, like, it's almost like an MC Hammer like documentary.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like watching a mogul crumble.
Yeah, like, oh, my God, I have a mansion, and I have, like, all this rad shit. Oh, hey, you need to sell all this and this and this. I'm 50 Cent.
Bye. I'm 50 Cent. You're broke. Bye.
Yeah, all you got is 50 Cent.
I'll go, it's 50 Cent. I'll leave you 50 cents right here, dude.
It's your birthday. What are we watching next week, Tone?
We're going to watch Balls of Fury as the test of Tony.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you.
And this. Fanboys for... No.
And then the...
I fucking love Fanboys.
The Matrix as the movie of the week.
Yes. And...
Wow.
All right.
I love how you were so excited for the one shitty movie and what? Real not excited for the Matrix.
I just watched the Matrix not that long ago. But... Ah, man, this is going to be bad for you. Because if we're going to do The Matrix next week...
Yeah?
The week after that, we're doing Reloaded.
Are we?
In the week after that?
No, we're not! I deleted it from history. No! Fuck you! Forever! Fuck you! I quit. In a week and a half, I'm out of here, boys and girls.
No, I want to do a movie of the week for all three of those. And then we'll dissect the reason why they're awful.
You're a sick fuck. You know that?
I know.
You know you're a little sick fuck, you.
Yep, I'm a little sick fuck.
I got to watch the fucking Zion Invasion.
And the dance party.
The EDM Jamaican dance party. Fuck. So shit.
I don't know. I think it'll be good.
Oh, no. I'd love to watch the pole slapping scene again.
Who wouldn't?
Ping, 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 ping. Oh, it's the worst CG on earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even the second movie, like the CG, like, oh, man, there's 1,000 Agent Smiths.
That's what I was saying. That scene's in the second one.
Yeah, okay, right.
I got a pole. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah,
when Neo becomes a stripper.
Yeah. Dude's like, the pole is invincible. God damn it. All right.
All right. Until next time, go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's, like, take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cats Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing
basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cats Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cats Cast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.